Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 12 years. Won't be too long before we'll be celebrating her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She is also Success is a Decision of the Mind. She's one of the top communication experts on the planet. And she's our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Beverly, the last two or three years have been tough years on business relationships because of the economy, because of the cuts, because of the new way of doing business, the resetting of so many business models and best practices. All that takes a toll. All that has an impact. All that influences relationships, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Because when, you know, business is down, our focus many times is on the immediately, the quick fix. You know, we're all waiting for that phone to ring or that customer to come in who's going to give us a big order and make our day, make our week, sometimes make our month. And it's very important, even during this time of recovery, and it is recovering slowly, it's very important to look ahead and not just look at the moment. So I call this, you know, investing long term with your customers or your potential customers. And you can do it with a little bit of time, which a lot of us have right now. We have sometimes more time than we have had in the past because, you know, business is down. Or,
of course, small businesses always have more time than money, and they don't have much of either one of those, but probably a little extra time than money.
Let's just say some of us have understood the term chief cook and bottle washer.
That's right.
A lot in the last 2 years. But you do it through giving some of your time, but also doing it smart and planning it. Let me give you an example. I had been working with a customer for some time, and they just wouldn't take this big chunk, wouldn't give me this, you know, this large deal. And they were going under a merger, and so the people that I had made contact with, of course, what happens to them? They're gone.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, in the merger, of course.
They're gone.
Years of building a relationship, and now they're not there anymore.
That's right.
Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt.
Okay, everybody listening to this has been down that road, and you just get that rug pulled out from under you.
Mm-hmm.
So a new person comes in. I was told the new person's coming in. And so I'm contacting her, and she basically is telling me in email that, you know, she needs to get settled, da 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 da. And I said, no problem. I tell you what, I'll call you back in 30 days. I'd just like to meet you. Okay, I called her back in 30 days. I wanted to meet with her. She said there was no reason for me to meet with her. And I said, you know, I just want to meet you. I just want to understand, you know, what your goals are. And, you know, no pressure. Key word, no pressure. It took 44 days to get an appointment.
Wow!
Now, when it takes 44 days to get an appointment, you kind of know you're low on the totem pole.
Things aren't looking too good at that point.
That's right. And so, you know, as a business owner, we can really get down at point. It's like I worked so hard, I put so much into this, and now it takes 44 days.
When you're trying to make a sale, you're trying to get a customer, trying to create a relationship. You've got your eyes and ears open for any kind of positive flinch, let alone a word or a sign. You'll take a flinch, any kind of a positive indication at all. You're just aching for it, and then when you get the opposite, it hurts.
It does, and for those of us that have been in business long enough to remember the very good years when it didn't take nearly as much effort to attract business,
right,
or even to keep business because everyone was, you know, doing well, it is a new time, and we do have to invest. But my point is, you can't just don't be looking down here at your toes. You got to raise your head.
That's right.
And you've got to look out at the horizon.
So 44 days, you got an appointment.
44 days, I had an appointment. The meeting was yesterday. And I decided that I had to take all the pressure off this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met, and first words out of my mouth, besides, you know, thank you for meeting with me, is I'm not here to discuss anything that we might do today or tomorrow, next week, next month. I just want to get to know you, and when the time is right, you'll know what I can do for you. And so I started asking her questions. She told me what she was doing. I complimented the ones that I thought really had some value. I asked questions about other things. And we had a very, very nice discussion. Of course, mm-hmm. I left her information. And then a real key thing. She mentioned mentoring. Well, mm-hmm. it just so happens I have an awesome compilation of mentoring information.
Right.
I sent it to her last night, a 55-page compilation.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I did this, I got an email from the person the next day that said, awesome. So in this investing, it's not, you know, don't be tuned into WIA, you know, FM, what's in it for me, but
yeah.
what's in it for them. Now, could I have sold a mentoring program? Maybe. But I wouldn't have sold it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have sold it.
That's
before.
Right.
They're not doing that right now.
You got to close. One of the things I learned a long time ago in sales training is you got to close for what's in front of you. When you're closing, what you did, you closed. You, what you closed yesterday was to extend the relationship. That's all you closed for.
That's right.
Extend to create a friendship. To create a relationship and keep it going a little bit longer. And you got to know what to close for. And folks, this is whether you're selling socks or consulting or battleships, you got to know what's in front of you. What you got to evaluate what the possibilities are and close for that and live to fight another day. And Beverly, congratulations. Good job. Give us your website, please.
TalkListen.com.
Quick break, right back with Beverly and Menebo. More of this kind of wisdom. After these messages.
Don't feel pretty much, but it's home. Friends of mine say I'll move to New York. Well, New York's fine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.